said yesterday that a person, the day before, a person needs to decide that he's doing an hour Yitbodedut regardless of what the results will be. He's doing an hour Yitbodedut. Zero. Period. The strong is that he's doing 60 minutes. This decision, Allah says, Shalech Pat Lo Klalech Yitel Yitbodedut, on page 217, that he doesn't care at all how he will succeed in Yitbodedut, as long as he does it, he Mukhrachat, it's a must for anyone who wants to merit to be insisting going in this way, this path of Yitbodedut. Because most of the people that fall off of Yitbodedut, or Shubichlal Na Matchilim Ba, or they don't even start doing Yitbodedut, they don't even begin, זה רק בגלל כל מיני חששות וחלישות הדעת שיש להם. It's only because of all kinds of doubts and weak minding that they have. שלא יודעים על מה לדבר, they don't know what to talk about. They לא מרגישים שיש מי שומע אותם, they don't feel that someone is listening to them. And they fall into sadness, into anger and so on. וכשיש להם את ההכנה הזאת, if they have this preparation, that they don't care what will be in the Yitbodedut, they will do 1 hour every day, they for sure will succeed doing an hour a day. And at the end, Hashem will open to them also. The person has to be chazak. Chazak! I don't care. I'm doing an hour good. There are also those which claim that they don't have free time to do an hour good. You know, there's a rule, by the way, about free time, right? I told you this yesterday. This thing, I don't have time. This thing, I don't have time for this. It's priorities. I want to, my pleasures are more important to me than now it goes. My money is more important to me than now it goes. Whatever it is, my learning is more important to me than now it goes. There's priorities in life. You decided that this is more important for you, therefore you don't have time for this. And it's something with Shalom Bayis. The person decided that his learning is more important than his wife, therefore he comes home late and makes his wife upset. And for priority, he has to make his wife the first place, as we know. Okay? Everything in life is has to do with priority. You decide what's more important to you. Okay? So, those who claim that they don't have time, first of all, that's a thing. Second of all, מי שיש לו אמונת חכמים, someone has אמונת חכמים, believes in tzaddikim, believes in דעת תורה, הוא מאמין מדברי רבי הקדוש, and he believes in the words of the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, that said, התבודדות היא מעלה עליונה וגדולה מן הכל, והתבודדות is a great mile higher than everything. הוא ימצא שעה לעשות התבודדות. He will find an hour to do התבודדות. כי מה שלא מוצא זמן לכך, that he doesn't find a time for this, for the hour התבודדות, הוא משום שבאמת לפי דעתו, ההתבודדות היא פחות חשובה משאר הדברים שעושה. Like I just said, that according to his crooked mind, he believes it's less important than other things he's doing. He's busy. Especially someone who believes in Zohar Kodosh, and also Rabbeinu brought the Zohar in his books, Shemi she'yero sha'ay v'lut kol yichol yom, that's what Zohar said, someone who will have an hour he's believed every single day, who lo yireh p'nei Gehenom, he won't see the face of Gehenom. Someone who does the Zohar's kind of thing, of course he doesn't care for anything. Simply he goes and he does the hour he's going to do. Which is the etzata etzot, the advice of all advice of Rabbeinu. V'hi ha'ikar b'derech ha'itkavut ha'tzadik v'kiyum ha'torah ha'kadosha. This is the main way of getting close to the tzadik and fulfilling the Torah. V'im ishtamesh v'mizgarot shim ad ha'alan. And if one uses the frames that we're going to learn from it on, but he's going to do it, and we'll go in these ways, and the advice that Rabbeinu is going to teach us now, he will see the chush. You see clearly. כיצד ההתבודדות שלו נהיית מלאה ועשירה בדיבורים ובהבנות חדשות בכל יום. You see clearly how his התבודדות is get filled and it get enriched with all kinds of beautiful talks and all kinds of great understandings every single day.
Is התבודדות unique to Breslau?
Me too.
Is it unique to Breslau?
No.
It's in the Torah somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many places. That's how they used to daven. Rabbeinu called it Yitbodedut.
That's how you get so specific to see that.
Yeah, but really it just means, it says in the passage, Vayitzchak Avinu, right? Vayitzeh Yitzchak Asoch all day, Yitzchak went out to have a conversation with Hashem in the field. It's an explicitly, the passage. And the Rambam says it. The Ikar Tefillah is the person who goes out in the field and talks to Hashem. The Rambam says it. Rabbeinu established that it should be 60 minutes in every single day. It should be 60 minutes. Every day a person must have into Hashem. The problem was that they saw that people are getting weak in that. They're not doing so. Chazal came and they wrote a siddur. So people will have a set thing every day, get together 10 people and daven, so then everyone will daven. What happened is that people, we daven, but we don't understand what we're saying, we're not concentrating. So therefore Rabbeinu came and he renewed the old way, and everyone should do this 60 minutes a day, talk to Hashem and ask Hashem whatever you need, and do tshuva. The main thing is do tshuva. Not a person that do every day, the Ramchal, Rabbi Chaim Lutzato, he writes in his book about his Buddhism. It's 100 years before Abed. Going, separating yourself, being isolated from the world, speaking to Hashem. Blessed Abed emphasizes. Abedu, that's his main emphasis. The main thing of Abedu is Buddhism. This is his main advice. He has many, many advice, many good things. Main thing is in Buddhism. Through Buddhism, you reach everything else. And many tzaddikim, litvish, and chassidish, that's make a difference. Rabbeinu said, if he's a tzaddik, he did Buddhism for sure. And there's stories of the Chafetz Chaim, the Chazon Ish, and other tzaddikim. And they take Buddhism every day. Chafetz Chaim, famous stories. People listening to him, speaking, okay, talking to themselves, saying, Slameh, soon you're going to come to the next world. What are you going to say? Oh, where's the 5 minutes? He lost 5 minutes in the 24 hours. He didn't know what happened in 5 minutes. We wish we knew what we do in 5 minutes. He did not know what he'd done. He did tshuva on that. Oh, it wasn't good. I lost the 5 minutes. He was talking to himself. The door was closed. It's a must. What does that mean? So by what does that mean you're a Breslov Chassid if you don't do an Arik Buddhist?
Just what I said.
What does it mean?
If you don't put aside time every day to speak to God and do tshuva.
So in what are you Breslov? Well, because you go to the Breslov Shul, you're Breslov. Ravauer said to us once, each one here in the yeshiva could swear in a Sefer Torah, in the Gevel, and he's not a Breslov Chassid. It's I want to be, I'm trying to do the things. Oh, Shmuel Shapiro is a Breslov Chassid. We want to go in the way. No such thing. There are people who call it the Breslov, don't do an hour or two. They need help. You have to teach them now. Maybe say that.
Unless he didn't talk so much about it, the reputation is that that's because it's so hard to do.
It's hard not because it's difficult. It's hard because Rabbeinu said that any advice of mine is easy to do. Just because I said it, it's hard to do it. Even Tikkun HaKlali Rabbeinu said it. It's so easy. It's just 10.
Is that
an everyday thing also? It's
good to do
every day. You have a writer to do every day. It's a body to do every day. But it's not the thing that if you do it, you're not. I told Ravosh once, I heard Ravosh say, my friend told me this. He went to Ramon Dechari Yoratzait, to the Kever, in Al-Manuchas near the Chida, and he put the books of Ravosh out, he was selling. And this guy started talking to him about he loves Rav Arush, he loves Rabbeinu, he loves the books, he loves the Kutei Maran, he loves this, he loves this. So my friend told him, what about him? Uman, I'm still here. We're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to go to Uman, whatever. So he felt sorry, and then he saw Rav Elgol was Talmud of Rav Chayav, he was there also, he came. So he told him, you know, this guy, this guy, you know, he's very close to the blessed, and he doesn't have to go to Uman. So Rav Elgol told him, so what? The Rav Arush told me, he said, a Breslov Chassid is one who does an hour of Buddhism, not the one who goes to Uman. Goes to Uman is another thing in Breslov. But Breslov means an hour of Buddhism. That's what Breslov is. You do an hour every day or not. If you do an hour, you can call yourself a Breslov. If you don't do an hour, you don't call yourself a Breslov.
Somebody told me that the Rabbi Nachman said, three things I want you to do. two halakas a day, an hour at the square of the day. Those three things are the main things he himself said to do.
That's true.
Mikvah, Tikkun HaKali, something else.
Gemara, all these things.
Very good.
The secondary.
We need to emphasize that as the first three things to do.
But the first thing is included. First, before anything. I try always, the first thing to do is go to whenever I can. As soon as possible when I can, I get up. Sometimes that happens only at night, unfortunately. Before I go to sleep. But that's when all day I was teaching and running around. But I won't go to sleep in the hour. I'll be in the hour. I'm helping, I won't go to sleep ever. Every day doing that. Vaikahu she'asur la'adam l'chotz atnu v'yibodudut. The main thing is, Chanan, that a person cannot pressure himself in the yibodudut. He walked in for that, you hear? But lo ledof atzmo, not to persecute himself. Ela, benim zachar lefar sichat olam. It doesn't make a difference if he's able to speak, not able to speak, if he felt close to Hashem or not. Whatever it is, after he did an hour, he has to be the happiest person on earth. He did an hour yibodudut. He did the advice of all advice. He did the biggest mitzvah there is in the world. Because only through this you get to all the mitzvahs. He received the biggest gift in the world. He stood an hour in front of Hashem. There's nothing greater than that. Who else stands an hour in front of Hashem? What else do you do to stand an hour in front of Hashem? Shmona Esra, 5 minutes. Okay? It's a long Shmona Esra, yeah? 5 minutes. What, you're learning? Yeah, Hashem is there also. But also, if Chavrus is there, and you have yourself also. But just to stand an hour in front of Hashem, only when you're isolated from people, and you're alone, and only you and Hashem. Only then. And then, what does it make a difference? What happened there? You stood an hour in front of Hashem. You're the richest person in the world.
Even if you fell asleep?
Even if you fell asleep. Someone asked, it's like Ben. If I fell asleep, no, he's bothered. So what should I do? He said, oh, Heli Yashlach, is a holy sleep. What did he say?
At least he was setting aside time.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Now. That's the main idea.
And going into a field.
What?
You have to go into a field.
You don't have to go into a field.
The best.
Abbeinu said, the best is in the middle of the night, in a place where people don't even walk during the day. But not everyone can go in the middle of the night. And not everyone can go in a place where they don't live during the day. You know? Right? Abayim said, and even if he just puts his talis over his head, or his blanket over his head, and talks an hour with Hashem, it's also a good. And even if you take a book, and you sit in front of it, and you talk to Hashem as if you're reading from the book, it's also a good. Not the ultimate. You don't expect to feel as close to Hashem like when you go to the field, usually. Unless it's something really pressing you, and then you will feel. But also you lose it.
This is it right here.
Yeah,
you got to. Your mom is quoting this right here, this person.
The main ability is at night when everyone's sleeping. And the place should be outside of the city, and the place where he's walking here alone, meaning in the place that he's alone, that even during the day people don't walk. Yeah? It's all Rabbeinu here. It's not Rav Ahu saying anything. Yeah? You're learning this Lasada, huh?
Beautiful. It's all this on the Kutta. It's incredible.
Of course. It's good that you know where it is. Yeah. You can turn around. Feel at home. Rabbeinu calls Yibodudut Yishuv Hadas. Menuchas HaNefesh. Rabbeinu calls Yibodudut Yishuv Hadas, settling your mind. And Menuchas HaNefesh, comforting the soul. Okay? Rabbi Levi from Vendel, he never used the word Yibodudut. He always said Yishuv Hadas. That's why, because that's what you have to reach through Yibodudut. You reach settling on the mind, you reach calmness. That's the reason why Yibodudut is not like the rest of the prayers. Because the rest of the prayers, there's certain restrictions. and halachas, and how exactly do you do it, and what exactly do you say, and how do you stand, and how do you walk, and what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, what you're allowed to look, what you're not allowed to look. You can't eat before davening, you have to daven a certain time. It's something you have to stand, you have to sit, Kashma, you have to say before you go to sleep, this is it. Even it's not like that. If you're hungry before, have a meal to eat. If you're tired, go to sleep for half an hour, get up. Doesn't make a difference what time you do it. You could be sitting, laying, standing, jumping, do whatever you want. The main thing that you'll get to comfort in your mind, to be settled in your mind. Ki adam leichol avol liyishuv adat amiti. A person cannot come to true yishuv adat, true settling on the mind to see what's up with him. V'sheyalu alibo kol avlot shelo v'atayot shelo, and it will come upon his heart all his mistakes that he did in the past 24 hours. If he doesn't leave the race of life, disconnect himself for 1 hour from the race of life, from the pressure of life, and in this generation is very high pressure. Yeah, we have cell phones, don't forget. It's already pressure.
Appropriate for a cell phone.
Remember this.
Life in the jail cell.
That's the main thing. To feel comfortable in the place you are. Be comfortable if you're hot, turn on the air, if you're cold, turn on the heater.
You're only in the concentrated on the past 24 hours, you have to go back to when you were 3 years old?
No.
4 years old? No.
If you remember things, so yeah. If you didn't do tshuva on them yet.
You only did this because you were dead.
But one, no, no. So you do tshuva on things that happened
a long time ago?
Let's say you remember now that you learned now that you have to check the rice, and you didn't check before. Yeah? So you do tshuva, and then you do tshuva already for all the rice you haven't checked before, any bugs you ate before in your life, any kashrus you didn't keep before in your life. And then we did a general tshuva for all. Hashem, forgive me, I had no idea that they have to eat this kashrus and not that kashrus. I didn't know that you have to eat kosher. I ate perot yam. What is the perot yam? Seafood?
Seafood.
Seafood? Seafood? I ate seafood. I didn't know. No one told me you can. Forgive me for doing that, for blemishing your name. Go on. I didn't know you have to check from bone. I ate figs many times. I had no idea. Forgive me, Hashem, I didn't know. Then you go on. If you're already doing tshuva one thing, remember everything that you already remember in that point, and then forget about it.
Especially when you get married, all those sins are forgiven. Right?
Forgiven only if you do tshuva.
So,
not forgiven if you don't do tshuva.
The question is, when we do tshuva, can we say also all of them, my sins are forgiven?
The sins that we do tshuva on. Not all of our sins, the sins that we do tshuva on. A person, the first time he's doing Yibbulidus, and he says, thank you Hashem, I put on tefillin. And then he remembers, but for 30 years he's not put on tefillin. Right? So then he can say, Hashem, I'm so sorry, 30 years, I didn't know, I'm doing tshuva, I have regret, I wish I put on tefillin, I wish I knew to put on tefillin since I'm 30, I didn't know. Forgive me Hashem, let me put on tefillin every day from now on to the last day of my life. So he did tshuva, and they are putting on tefillin. He didn't know before. And even if he didn't know, and he had to learn how to do it. He's staying Hashem for Shabbos. He asks him to keep Shabbos coming away. Then he remembers that for 30 years he hasn't kept Shabbos. It's a tshuva, not for your job. It's not, doesn't have to be without pressure. It's a good thing to do tshuva. It's a relieving thing. It's sitting on his soul, the fact that even if he did not know, there's a blemish in the soul. On the soul, not in the soul. On the soul, there's a tamim, there's a stains on the soul. And the person wants to clear them off before he leaves the world. So instead of waiting till Hashem wakens, he comes to Hashem. Hashem, please clean me up. Please, from now on, I want to do better. It's so beautiful. I think tshuva is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's not a harsh thing. People are scared from the word tshuva. I was scared from the word tshuva.
Okay.
Yeah, I was scared from the word tshuva. Tshuva, that means that means I'm bad. Oh, you know. No, tshuva doesn't mean you're bad. Tshuva means you're beautiful. That's why you're doing tshuva. If you're bad, you weren't doing tshuva. Continue on your bad ways. Tshuva meaning
you made a mistake. And you're bad.
I want to do better. Yeah. I'm telling you, with that, before I learned Avinu, I was afraid. Even after I was doing Bluth, I was afraid to meet myself. I was scared to meet myself. It's a hard place a lot of times. It's emotionally hard.
You need to confront the yes or what?
Confront the bad that was done through this. But then slowly, We are familiar with the idea of what tshuva is all about. What is tshuva? Tshuva is being happy, is returning to Hashem. I'm happy I get the tshuva every day. I'm happy to say, Hashem, I did not daven so well. Please help me that tomorrow I'll daven better. I'm happy to do that. Happy to say, Hashem, I got angry. I get angry, I had feeling down in my heart that moment. I didn't see it's you. I'm happy to say that to Hashem. And then I know I'm fixing. Next tomorrow, when I have the same nisayon, and I daven to Hashem to help me, and Hashem will help me, Lord Hashem. And if I fall again, I do tshuva again. So Hashem gets me out of my troubles.
I always wonder if tshuva is really the right word, because it means returning, not returning. And returning means we were there before, and now we're returning. But maybe we wanted that it's from the beginning.
No, we were always there before. Before is the time before Adam Arishon, before the sin. And besides, your soul was always before you were born. You were with Hashem. We do tshuva, we disconnect yourself. We do avera, we disconnect. You have to return to connect yourself again.
Awareness and consciousness on the idea that we were connected and now we're reconnected.
Right, of course, we're all connected to Hashem. We're part of Hashem. All of our souls are part of Hashem. And when we sin in this Gilgul, in the previous Gilgul, and all Gilgulim, right? In previous lives and stuff, each time we sin a sin, we disconnect from Hashem. Okay, we do a mitzvah, we connect him. When we do tshuva, all the disconnections are cut off, and now they're connected. Now we can be connected with Hashem. Isn't that beautiful? I think the idea is amazing, marvelous. If you look at it like that, you're happy to run to the field every time.
I'm surrounded by fields. I live in a park. But they're all owned by arrows.
Maybe you could go, you live at a Zayit, you said. No, where you live?
No, I live in Deccan.
But they're right near Deccan. There's the forest over there. It's empty usually. It's not by Arabs. There's a border there between you and the Arabs. The forest on the top of the hill. Beautiful. I did many times go over there. I came for Shabbos and stuff. My aunt lives in the Zayit. Between you and the Zayit.
There is a forest up there.
That's so nice over there. I'm afraid to go. Right. Yeah,
I'm afraid you're. I always have this thing that the Arabs are going to be hiding. In my mind. It's a good place for the Arabs.
So once asked Rav, someone asked Rav, Rav, if I'm afraid to go to the field at night, how could I get over it? He said, go many times. So, we have a few more minutes.
What?
Ooh!